everyone. Welcome back to American Shakedown. I almost said something else. it's been a little bit, but yeah, there's been a lot of stuff that's happened since the last time. I think it was like November.
Yeah.
The
last time. Right before the election, I believe.
Yeah. And now we're doing it right after inauguration, 2 days after Biden has been in office. So we're definitely going to talk about that and a couple of other things. Of course, the events at the Capitol. It's going to be a good time. And then probably at the end, we'll talk about just kind of this whole censorship thing and kind of give both of our takes on where we think that's going to go in the future. Because it's changing a little bit compared to everything we saw last year, so we'll get to that. But first is a really weird and goofy story coming out of China. Basically, Adobe stopped its Flash content from running because Flash is from the dinosaur ages of the internet.
Oh God, yeah.
And when that happened, there was a railroad network in Dalian, China, that stopped working for 20 hours because it ran off of Flash.
How do you run a fucking railway off of Flash?
That's what I want to know. And I would not want to operate that because Flash gets really laggy if you just put like a little bit of stuff
in
there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I haven't used Flash since like 2002. I mean,
yeah,
I've
pretty much back in like the Newgrounds.
Yeah, back in the Newgrounds days, and like I wanted to learn how to fuck with Flash, so I fucked with Flash for like a year, and then I was just like, "This sucks." I went back to Photoshop, but I'm just, yeah, I haven't fucked with Flash since you know, it was before Adobe bought it, when it was Macromedia that owned Flash.
That's right. That's right. It was Macromedia.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I haven't used Flash, and I don't even know how long either. Maybe high school was the last time.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of. But so instead of, you know, replacing this outdated, you know, architecture of Flash-based operating system, they found a pirated version of Flash that was an older version that they could run.
Mm-hmm.
So they just reinstalled an older version of Flash. So that railway is not too secure, but I mean, I guess if it works somehow. Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was amusing as fuck. But, yeah, so, yeah, moving on to like real news. COVID is still around. Of course, we're getting some new strains that are more infectious. One of them was from the UK, and I think another one came from somewhere else. So that's going to be good. It doesn't seem to be more dangerous from what I've seen, but it's just more infectious.
No. This came out today. The mortality rate is higher for it, speculated to be higher for it in the UK, but not for the reasons that you think. It's because it's just more infectious and it's overwhelming the hospitals. And that's what's causing the mortality rate to be worse.
So, okay. Well, that's some... I mean, I hope they... Yeah.
It's bad, but it's not like when I read that on Twitter and I was just like, oh Jesus Christ, we're fucking toast. And then I was just like, no, it's not as bad as it's still horrible,
yeah,
but
it's not as bad. Really as bad as it could be. I hope the UK gets their stuff figured out soon, and gets through that, because this is a more infectious time of the year with flus and colds going around and all that shit. We are sort of on the decline for now. We peaked pretty hard in November and December. Pretty bad. We peaked at daily cases peaked at 250,000, deaths at 4,000, and America's still number one in total with 24.4 mil total cases, and we broke 410k deaths this week.
Yeah, and they're speculating that we will reach 500k deaths.
Yeah, if it goes at this rate, could easily see that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But a little bit of good news with COVID. Whenever the vaccine gets rolled out in mass to most people, it seems to be pretty safe. Of course, there's a bunch of like, there's a couple horror stories circulating on Reddit and stuff. But basically, I have family who works in the medical industry, and they're getting, some of them are getting first dibs on the vaccine, and they have reported no bad side effects. The only bad thing was both times they got the dose, they were just really tired that same day. So if you're going to go get the vaccine, seems to be pretty safe. Just maybe have someone else drive you or be prepared to take a nap or something on the way home. But yeah, it seems like through the grapevine, they haven't heard any horror stories. So... I guess that's a little bit of good news. I think I was really skeptical about how fast the vaccine came out and worried. But I think after, you know, hearing that news, I'm a lot more comfortable with getting it whenever it's available. But so we got Obama 2.0 back in office now. It finally happened. There wasn't enough chaos in the world to prevent Biden from actually getting into the White House, which, thank God. And, I mean, it's, you know, this isn't like the saving grace or anything, but at least there wasn't enough insanity to get Trump, you know.
Yeah, Lord knows they tried. Still.
Oh, they tried so hard. It was ridiculous. They bet everything they had on that shit, and it didn't quite work. But, yeah, we'll get to the insurrection or the attempted coup, whatever you want to call it, in a little bit. But, basically, we've got Joe Biden in office, Kamala Harris, vice president. We got the Democrats still barely controlling the House with the majority, and then a 50-50 split in the Senate with Kamala as the tiebreaker. So, for the most part, Democrats have all three branches of government. So, they need to fucking do some shit before 2022. And hopefully they do. They have absolutely no excuse. This is the best they could hope for. Given the circumstances, now they got to do shit. And at least the first couple days, Biden seemed to have been doing some stuff. The first day, signed a bunch of executive orders, basically undoing most of Trump's stuff with the halted the border wall construction, turned back some immigration stuff. Rejoined the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord, and a couple other things. Extended evictions until March 31st, which is okay. That's good. And then, yeah, student loan pause until September 30th of this year. Still no word on canceling all student debt, so I'm not holding my breath for that. And second day seemed to be mostly COVID-related orders, basically putting together the task force that, you know, Trump kind of tore apart, or like our response infrastructure. He raised the federal worker minimum wage to $15 an hour. Not all workers, just the federal ones for now. We'll see if that gets pushed onto everyone else at some point, but, you know... I'm not hoping.
I know that it's part of the stimulus package, and I'll probably go on this rant again when we get closer to this talking about the stimulus package, but a federal worker's $15 an hour by 2026 is so stupid to me, and this is why. is it's not because I don't believe federal workers deserve $15 an hour. Actually, I think they deserve more around 20 to 23 an hour at the rate of inflation, because we should have passed $15 an hour in, 2010 or 20, like when we were first recovering from the economic meltdown, the Great Recession or whatever you want to fucking call it. And so it's already over a decade too late. And by the time it's fully implemented, it'll be almost 2 decades too late.
Yeah, too little, too late is the order of the day.
Incremental progress.
Yeah, this is the incremental progress that all the liberals were hoping to come back to, and it's here. And I don't know if they realize how ineffective it is, but maybe they'll actually wake up this time around a little bit. But yeah, he and you know more about this stuff than I do, but he fired Pete Robb from the National Labor Board, who was very anti-union, pro-wage theft. Yeah. So
Yeah,
that's.
and the consumer protection person, I can't remember their name off the top of my head. The funny thing about that is that if the Supreme Court didn't rule previously that it was unconstitutional to fire them, they would still be there. That's what's hilarious about this is the Supreme Court did it basically to undermine the Consumer Protection Board. And by doing that, they actually allowed Biden to fire a person that was very in the pocket of credit card companies and payday loan people.
Interesting. I'm sure, well, maybe that'll get patched up soon, that loophole.
Yeah, right now.
I would expect that to happen. Yeah, and I guess as far as the stimulus package goes, I don't, I know you probably want to rant about it, but it's just incredible to me that this is basically the second check we're gonna get since this whole thing started. It's absurd that it's just absurd. We've ranted about, this many times before. So I've got it on my
Well,
tongue.
I'm not though. And I've been arguing with liberals incessantly about this for since they got elected, and since Warnock and Ossoff got elected. And my problem with it is I was just you. They said $2,000. They said we're going to get $2,000 checks out, and immediately. They were just like, well, he meant $1,400. Well, then he should have said, we're going to get you the other $1,400 instead of saying, we're going to get you $2,000 checks. He even said, Joe Biden even tweeted it 4 days before the runoff in Georgia. And I understand that 2,000 minus 600 equal 1,400 is not a good campaign message, but it was dishonest to me. And that's just the first part of this. What is very entertaining to me, well, not entertaining, but angering, is that liberals were just like, well, we're voting on the standalone bill. So if you don't want the $1,400 and you want $2,000, we're going to have to go back to the House and renegotiate it, and it's going to be delayed. Well, guess what? It's not part of it's, they're not even going to talk about the standalone $1,400 increase. They're putting the $1,400 in the new stimulus package. So not only was it dishonest the first time, it's dishonest the second time. And the best part of this is I was reading a I believe it was on CNBC today, is that they don't even think they will get a coronavirus package, the American Recovery Act, even passed until March. February is,
Jesus.
optimistic. They don't even think that we'll get this passed because they say $1.9 trillion is what Joe Biden is recommending. And the Republicans aren't going to go for that. They're going to want to scale it down. So it's going to be whittled down to probably 1.5, 1.4, 1.3. It's not going to be close to the $2 trillion package because heaven forbid after we dump $2.3 trillion into the stock market. by making the printers just hum really fast because the stock market dipped and we were looking at an economic crisis, blah, blah, blah. Well, we're still in an economic crisis, but it's us that are getting affected and not the rich people. So therefore, it's not really an economic crisis. It is pull yourself up by the fucking bootstraps, as always.
Yep. Yep. Blame it
and,
on us.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now we're looking at maybe March to April of getting the second $1,400. So I got to ask, why the fuck is this acceptable? And why are liberals just being dishonest about it? I mean, I got attacked numerous times for just calling it out, just being like, you said $2,000. And they were like, well, $1,400 plus $600 equals $2,000. I'm like, that's not what they said. They said $2,000. Well, then you got to go back to the house. Well, we're not even going to the house. We're creating a whole new fucking package when we could easily do it in reconciliation from the budget chair and do all the things that the Republicans have done for years to get the grab bags of policies and tax breaks and pro-corporate agendas through. But no, we have, because the Democrats want to get back to normal, we have to get to the 60 vote threshold. And the only way we're going to get to the 60 vote threshold is by whittling it down and giving the Republicans something when they have literally just shit on Democrats for the last 4 years with Trump in office and doing whatever they want to get the things their donors want. So that's what's killing me about this, and that's why I think the Democrats are absolutely goddamn worthless.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I another part that cracks me up about this entire situation is basically January 17, 18, when there was virtually zero chance that Trump could ever pull anything off to get the office back, all of a sudden you heard every single damn Republican call for unity like the Democrats do with their slogans all the fucking time. And I just feel like, are they really going to take the bait and be like, oh, well, thank you for reaching out across the aisle?
Yeah.
We will accept your, but then they forgot about like McConnell back in the Obama year saying like, we just won't let Obama do a goddamn thing. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Like, do you also not have object permanence, liberals? Like, do you not remember this shit?
Yeah. Do you not remember the horrible things they did? Do you not remember them passing tax cuts in record time, writing it as they were going and literally jamming it through because they use parliamentary procedure to get away without needing the fucking 60 vote threshold? No.
I don't think they do.
No, they don't remember that. They literally have ignored everything and done and pushed their agenda without 60 votes, and now suddenly the Democrats are going to be like, well, we need 60 votes to do this. Why? And this is why they're going to lose. Because when Republicans do this shit, they build up political capital. They go, see, we got shit done. Even though the Democrats blocked us, we still got it done. And they come across as tough guys, and they come across as doers, even though they've openly sabotaged the government for years now. And then the Democrats wanting to maintain normalcy or go back to the way things are. There's no going back. They look feckless and useless, and it just speeds up voter disillusionment because they're not building up any political capital, because they're going to go back to their constituents and be like, well, we did this for you, but it wasn't what we said we were going to do. Like $2,000. Well, it wasn't $2,000, it's $1,400. Oh, we didn't forgive student loan debt. Remember when student loan debt was, we're going to forgive $50,000 worth of student loan debt, and then it became $20,000. Now it's $10,000, and we haven't heard a goddamn thing about it since.
Oh, yeah. And he still only mentioned that with the executive order of pausing payments, he was like,
yeah,
we'll still consider the $10,000. That's still in the works. That's still the plan. Like,
he could do it. He could sign it. He could literally sign it.
Yeah, why didn't they do that day one?
Because
already passing shit, like, just tack that in there.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is Republican, that's why the discourse of this country is even when the GOP is not in power, they're still in power, because they still control everything, because they refuse to work with the Democrats. Yeah. And they might do a little bit now, just because Trump has made them look so goddamn bad, that they're going to have to appeal to some of their donors and some of the moderate Republicans that they lost. Like, that's the big thing from the Trump insurrection, is that so many people that donated traditionally to the GOP basically zipped up the purse.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to do something to appeal those moderates again. And I don't know what it is. And I'm sure that they will work, and I'm sure we will get another stimulus package. It won't be the $2 trillion one. But I'm sure that we will get something. It's just not going to be expedient like we were promised. I remember that was another thing. Oh, vote for Warnock and Ossoff so you can get $200 checks out the door. Well, they're not going to come out the door. It's not even going to be until fucking February, late February, if we're lucky.
Yeah, if we're lucky. Yeah, it's just a whole lot of fucking ineffectiveness and unwilling to do shit and stand up against the Republicans. Because ultimately, they're just the same party, just slightly different flavors. And Democrats are happy with the 50-50 victory. They don't actually give a shit about getting anything done. So, I don't know. We'll see. Like, kind of like what you're saying, the recent... Yeah, the immediate future, next couple months, is probably when they're going to have the most political capital that they'll ever have for the next 4 years, to be honest. So we'll see what they do with it. Speaking of the insurrection, we got to talk about that a little bit. I think one of the more interesting bits I found about this is... OpenSecrets.org did a report trying to track the amount of dark money that went into the funding behind the insurrection on January 6th. And, you know, dark money is hard to pinpoint exactly the amounts, but something to the tune of $2.7 million of Trump-owned shell companies donated funds, $2.7 million, to various individuals and organizations that went behind the leadership and organization behind this attempted coup. So that's always interesting to see. Nothing really new, but it's still worth noting, I think. And the whole thing left 4 or 5 people dead. I think it was 5 people dead.
Yeah, I believe it's officially 5 people.
Yeah, including a police officer and a U.S. Air Force veteran who was a big Q supporter. And, of course, we got to see the various flavors of fascist right-wing militias there, just all over the place. Proud Boys, 3%ers. You had some Kekistan flags and some Kraken flags, some white power hand symbols, you know, the usual. Surprisingly, some of them were chanting "Hang Mike Pence," which was interesting. Took some selfies with some cops, and the overall narrative that I have been subjected to over this entire fucking thing is that, you know what? We don't actually know who instigated the violence and the break-ins and all of this shit. It might have been Antifa for all we know. They're master infiltrators of all movements, and it's like,
yeah, I have a story about that.
Yeah, I'll let you say in a second. But my thing in this is like, if Antifa's actually capable, number one, assuming this even is true, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt on this one. So you're saying Antifa has more power to control a mob than the actual mob itself? Sorry, that seems like a really ineffective movement to me. unable to decide anything themselves, not able to operate on American freedom and exceptionalism and free will. No, you got controlled by some fucking imaginary shadow puppets. Like, give me a fucking break, dude. Like, you talk all this shit about slinging your assault rifle, like, I'm gonna take back the country and stop the fraud. But you can't, like, let a couple of college kids with who are very, like, high-minded with their ideology be like, yeah, it was totally this college kid that broke the Capitol window and let all of us in. Oh, yeah, totally them. Checks out.
Yeah. I have a couple of Republican friends. I don't talk to them often, but I had to antagonize one of them the other day. And I was just like, they were just like, well, my back kind of hurts. I was like, did you hurt your back storming the Capitol? And they were like, huh, you really think it was us doing it? And I was like, I know it was you motherfuckers doing it. And then, by the way, they were not storming the Capitol. But they were very much under the impression that it was Antifa or George Soros money doing that. And I was just like, listen, I'm on social media. And I watched the videos. And these people were, Parler was very split. And right-wing social media was very split. Half of them were being like, it's Antifa, and the other half was like, no, it's really us. I was there.
Yeah.
It was not Antifa. It was right-wing people. John Schaefer from Iced Earth. Do you remember Iced Earth?
I do not.
It's an old metal band. Been around for a long time. Okay. But he was arrested because he stormed the Capitol, and I was just like, I know John Schaefer is not in Antifa. Yeah, he was one of the most prominent pictures that was taken. I remember seeing that. I was like, oh my God. I saw it's John Schaefer trending. I was like, why the fuck is Iced Earth trending? And I was like, oh my God, he fucking stormed the fucking Capitol. By the way, Century Media, who was their record label, has taken down all of Iced Earth's albums.
Oh, wow.
Merchandise, and John Schaefer's side project, Demons and Wizards. And
oh, damn, that's a cool-sounding side project, too.
I know. And they have taken down, a lot of fans have demanded money back from a Kickstarter campaign that John Schaefer was doing for a book that he was working on. So it's not going so well for that band. And the only, the band didn't even condemn it. One of the lead singer seemed to support him doing this. He was a member of the Oath Keepers, by the way.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Ugh.
God. Bunch of LARPers, man. Well,
they fucking actually did it. That's more than we can say.
True. But then again, just trying to. We did it. Oh man.
Yeah. Here
people would have died. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Oh yeah. More than five people would have died, and not from radical leftists doing it, but because they would have openly fired on us.
Yep. Absolutely.
Openly, 100% would have fired on us, like. You saw how locked down it was during the George Floyd protests and the protests over the summer. If they made two steps towards the Capitol like the old white men did, it would be a fucking bloodbath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, they got tear gas just for trying to cross, like, the third set of gates. Like,
now,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to crack a joke here.
All right.
It's entertaining to me that one come down. Remember all this talk that they were going to fucking storm all the state capitals, and then nothing fucking happened. All right, well, you guys really can't talk shit about leftists anymore, because every time authorities have come down hard on the left has come back and still continued. You guys, like, went, all right, we're not doing this again.
Yeah, that's true. Persistence, man. And yeah. That fucking, oh, did I show you? I'll have to dig up the clip. It's a little video clip of this girl who got tear gassed or maced. It was, and she was caught on camera and talking about it. She's crying and sobbing a little
bit. Oh, yeah, I saw it.
So my favorite rendition of that is someone auto-tuned it to the Animaniacs intro song.
Yeah, I saw that too, yeah. Listen.
It's my favorite thing.
Listen, sweetheart. I've been tear gassed too. And I've been hit by cops too. Because I've partaken in some of these summer things. I didn't do anything illegal, and that's just for legal purposes. Yes. But I've been tear gassed. I've been tear gassed twice over the summer. And my God, just suck it up. It sucks. Right. It hurts. It's not fun. But like you sitting there just being like, I can't believe they're doing this to us. We're on their side. They're supposed to be on. No, they're the authorities. Anything that disrupts capital whatsoever and business as usual, they're going to fuck up. The only difference is you were a bunch of older white people, so they didn't fucking open fire on you.
Yep, that really is the only difference. They still, yeah. Yep. Not going to go on that rant. So, you know, they like to say that they're just trying to stop the steal and all this good stuff. And there's, of course, photographs of people bringing plastic zip ties for handcuffs, you know, totally not to take hostages. Like, I'm sure they just wanted to, like, make sure everyone's laptop was, you know, secured and unable to be opened. There were also bombs found in the RNC and DNC rooms of the building, but they were not detonated. They're currently under investigation. I think that's the latest news on those. So we will see if that will get tracked back to something or someone. And since then, since the insurrection, there have been federal agencies knocking on people's doors, basically saying, you know, gathering info. You give us some names. And, you know, maybe we won't arrest you in like a couple years, right? For like the low priority people who didn't really do anything. They're looking after the big fish. So some people got intercepted on the way there. Some people got knocks on the door a couple days after. And we'll see what comes of that. Of course, the FBI has their fingers in basically everything as far as these movements go. And about 12 Army National Guard members were removed from inauguration security duty after an FBI vetting process. All of them had ties to right-wing militias and had posted extremist stuff on social media about the events of January 6th. So at least they are, you know, they didn't, like, have a full guard on January 6th because I think they didn't expect it, or if they did expect it, they totally underestimated, and also the racial stuff we mentioned before. Now they seem like they're actually cracking down on shit because they're like, oh, these people are a little bit more serious. Let's actually get some info. So that is a little bit hopeful for me, optimistic for me, that they're actually starting to crack down a little bit. I don't know to what extent this will continue. But at least they're doing something about it and not totally ignoring. Like, I think a lot of people, I think including myself, imagined what happened. But yeah, that's my take on all that. I don't know if you've got anything else.
No, I'm just, no.
Yeah, it's a fucking mess. It's just, this is what the inklings of authoritarianism and the rise of it looks like.
I mean, they will try again.
Oh, they're definitely going to do it again. This is not the last time.
Yeah. I gotta say, to other people on the left, and I'm talking about the real left, not liberalism, to you, those that were cheering on, like Q Shaman and all these other fucking idiots, hear me out for a second. By no means was I worried about the politicians. I'm pretty indifferent towards them. But if you think joining forces with the far right is going to pan out for you just because you want to have a revolution. Here's the thing, is they don't want the same things you want. They think that the Democrats are killing babies and drinking their adrenochrome. They don't care if you have Medicare for all. And they don't care if you have economic mobility. Most of the people there were middle class and doing just fine. Not anymore. They're fucked. But all these people I saw on Twitter simping for this so-called insurrection and thinking that it would lead to revolution. Here's the thing. If they would have won and succeeded at this insurrection, it wasn't going to be kumbaya, we overthrew the fucking capitalist overlords. No, it was going to be more capitalism, and they were going to eliminate you next.
Oh, yeah, you were next in line.
You were next in line. So, yes, FYI, they would have killed you. They're not on your team. They were never on your team. It's two different reasons why, like, we want quote-unquote revolutions. So, quit simping for them. Quit supporting them. They would openly kill you. Or at least beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. We may... The only common thread we really have with them is basically anti-capitalism. And not even all of them are still anti-capitalism. But yeah. That's it. It's completely
They're pro-capitalism. They're just against... the deep state.
Yeah. There are some anti-capitalist fascists out there. I think they're the minority. I think you're right. Most of them are. They're going to be pro-capitalism if only for the potential for them to just take over those mm-hmm. forces and use it for themselves. Kind of like how they're doing with the police and military.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't actually care about Blue Lives Matter. They just want the power that comes with those positions.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was a power grab, not a revolution. It was a power grab fascism, not to get people the things that they need to survive.
Yeah, it wasn't a liberation movement. It was a coup for one specific leader.
Yeah.
They can't be capitulated with. So, yeah. Speaking of... former great leader, Trump's final days, there were a couple little, I don't know if I want to go over all of them because they mostly just make me mad, but I think the one thing that really cracked me up was Trump talking about maybe starting up a new political party called the Patriot Party. Now, here's the thing about the Patriot Party is that it's already existed from the 1960s, 1970s. It was a socialist group, and it was a member of the original Rainbow Party, which was formed by Fred Hampton of the Black Panther Party, and it was created after the United Front Against Fascism conference in Oakland, California in 1969. So... I really want to see how Trump, if he follows through with this, I want to see how he tries to rebrand that shit from an anti-fascist organization to a fucking, like, proto-fascism. I really want to see how he does that. Because people are going to throw that in his face, 100%. Overall, I don't know, he pardoned a bunch of people, including Lil Wayne, a couple other rappers, I think. Showed a bunch of racism on Martin Luther King Day with his 1776 commission report basically saying, like, it's wrong of people to criticize the founding fathers for owning slaves because it makes us look bad. It's basically what they said. Like, so, you know, of course, Republicans gonna be racist as always. And that's kind of like, that's really about it. I mean, the whole time Trump was just kind of whining about the election fraud and doubling down on that narrative and then throwing in some, you know, underhanded racism. Outside of that, he really kind of went out with a whimper. And I'm kind of disappointed. I really wanted him to crack and break down and just declassify all the UFO information. It's really what I was hoping for.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was hoping for, too.
Yeah. But unfortunately, he didn't have the balls to do anything. He just kind of went out with his tail between his legs and, you know.
Yeah.
Cried about it. Yeah. I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I was hoping, but nope.
Yep. Well, moving on. Some QAnon stuff. I haven't gone into the Q-verse because I don't know if I can handle that insanity right now, but my favorite thing was the face-off post and from 4chan, and you and I have talked about this.
Oh, I know. It was fantastic.
It was incredible. And for anyone who hasn't seen it, I will just read it. So basically, and when I tried to read this like out loud, it just gets so much fucking better.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic idea is that Biden isn't actually in office. It's actually Trump, but he's wearing Joe Biden's face, kind of like the movie Face Off with Nicolas Cage, was it? And some others.
Yeah, John Travolta.
John Travolta.
It's a good movie.
Does it? It was a good movie. I mean, for its time, it was a good movie. It was one of my favorites growing up, for sure. It's really cool. But this is the 4chan post that I really hope this gets taken off with and people actually believe this. Joe Biden has been arrested. The deep state is in disarray and has struck a deal with the Trump administration. There will be an experimental surgery that will exchange the faces of Biden and Trump. So when you watch Biden's inauguration, you will really be watching Trump being sworn in for a second term. And when you are watching the quote, Trump trials, that is really Biden paying for his crimes. Also, when Trump, as Biden, stammers or slurs his words, that's because Trump is still learning to duplicate his speech patterns. It just never gets old. Every time I look at it.
Yeah, it just doesn't get, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my favorite thing. The other bit of note is someone allegedly from the Q team said that we won't be hearing from Q again for a long time, if at all, ever again. But that the plan is still in the works. It's still underway. Trust in the plan, even if you don't hear from Q ever again. So I'm sure they will find a way to bridge that, to deal with that cognitive dissonance. No problem.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Have you seen anything else out of the Q-verse?
No. I would browse Parler on my browser, like sitting down here and there, but since it's been, I know it's back up, but it just hasn't really been worth it to me. But the last one was the face-off post that I saw, and many people, I know a lot of people are starting to get deterred and feeling that nothing is ever going to happen. And they're right. It's,
they are right. And, well, you know, people in my workplace are still on board with it, so that's fantastic for me. I get to deal with
that. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, anyways, I'm tired of that job. I will be leaving soon. Hopefully soon. I think I had a little bit on like the NRA going bankrupt, but basically they're just refiling in Texas.
Yeah, they're moving to Texas.
That's all that's happening with that. So not really too interesting, I guess. I guess the last bit is about kind of censorship and what's been going on with, especially since January 6th, all of social media just super cracked down on Trump and a couple of others. I think Michael Flynn also got the ban hammer and a couple others. So they're actually doing probably what they should have already done. I know it's tricky because he was the president, but like, I guess finally seeing like an insurrection happen at his behest was the last straw for these corporations to be like, you know what? This is going to hurt our bottom line too much if we let this slide. That's my take on it. And I am just curious, at what point is it going to be, profitable enough for them to start censoring the left, like the actual left, not the liberals, not even the Sock Dems. I don't think they would fuck with Sock Dems. So, I don't know.
It's coming. It's coming. It's dangerous. It's just like, am I glad that these motherfuckers are gone off of Twitter? Yeah, of course I am. But am I terrified that, like, I can speak already what has happened of seeing multiple people get their accounts nuked. And this is just the beginning. They're eventually going to come for everybody that is far left because we disrupt business. We want general strikes, we want health care, we want these things, and people are getting more angry as things go on, and the more ineffective the Democrats will appear, more anger will happen. So there's going to be a shutdown, and it's a dangerous precedence. And I don't support the banning of right-wing people on policy or just because of whatever excuse they're going to use, because it will be used against the left.
It will, for sure. Yeah, I do feel like this is mostly setting the stage for what's to come for the left. It's just the right is the immediate threat right now. So they're already, I guess the far right is kind of their guinea pigs. So we should be learning from what they're doing and try to adapt somehow. We'll see what they do. I feel like they're being very cautious now after the complete nuke of Trump. But they're still doing some stuff with their terms of service and their policies and whatever, and it kind of worries me. Actually, it's, yeah, I don't want to live in 1984. No one wants to live there, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just a little bit kind of brain fuzzy and flustered thinking about it, honestly. About all this shit, really. Yeah. I felt like I had a little bit more that I wanted to go on with censorship, but I really feel like that is kind of the bottom line of what we're headed towards. It's just, we're gonna have to deal with it at some point. So. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I really have anything else for this.
Why?
Yeah. So, hey, we kept it under an hour for once. I know we've had
Yeah.
issues with that.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Lead us
Absolutely.
out.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks for listening. I know we don't do these as often as before, but we're still kicking. And we will be back at some point in the future. And take care.